Wow, look who it is. It's only the posh Radio 4 lady. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hi. Now, you are in the musical.
Indeed, I am. I don't know whether to be more excited about being live on your programme or being in your musical. It's all too much.
We've never actually spoken kind of live.
No, we haven't really.
Well, in real life we have. But yeah. I mean, not on the radio.
No, it's quite exciting.
Looking forward to tonight?
I'm very much looking forward to tonight. I can't wait.
Okay. We are going to do some live Dear Scots in just a moment. Also, everyone seems to be here. Chris Cox, who works normally off of upstairs at Radio 1, he's got a show here as well. Because in his spare time, he is a mind reader.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. So, Chris, you've been here a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, this is my fourth year here doing a show.
Okay.
And I started coming out when I was 16, so like 6 years ago or so.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
What did you think? Just, I want to do a show, and then you just did a show.
Yeah, there was like a show on Channel 4 a few years ago that showed Edinburgh. I went, oh, that looks fun. So I went up with some mates from school and saw the first thing we saw a show which was basically in like a dungeony cellar, yeah. And there were 7 people in the audience. Yeah. There were about 10 people on stage, and after about a second blackout, maybe 20 minutes into it, 5 people left, leaving me and my friend to watch the rest of it. They kept going, bless them.
You just got to keep
That's
going.
That's what's so good about this, though, is that you get funny stuff like that happening.
Yeah, everyone can have a go, which I quite like.
Yeah, literally anyone can have a go, and anywhere. Like, there's a show in a toilet, there's a show in a hotel.
Right, that's the thing that I find weird. Everywhere is a venue.
Yeah.
Like, if your nan lives in Edinburgh, chances are she's got a living room has turned into a venue for some kind of show.
Yeah, she's selling like popcorn on the side.
She's making
good
some money.
Good old nans, yeah, money making.
It's a good
like
scheme.
That.
Yeah. So, your show is on at the moment.
Yeah.
Because we knew you did this, obviously. We knew that you weren't just the Chris who works off of upstairs.
Yeah, I was a mind tinkerer.
Yeah. Is that what you are, a mind tinkerer?
That's a phrase you can use. Yeah, I say I'm a mind reader who can't read minds.
Okay.
So, just a guy. And also, if it goes wrong, easy excuse.
Oh, that's quite good. Right, you know this place quite well. You've been here. Yeah. Oh, the sun's out now. Hooray. It was running earlier. But can you... what's that big mountain that we can see over there?
That is an extinct volcano.
It's
called King Arthur's Seat.
Is
it? Yeah, the tradition in Edinburgh is one night you go drinking till maybe 4 or 5 a.m., so a normal night for you, and then you walk up it, and you watch the sunrise from the top. That's what you're meant to do.
Yeah, you do it without the drinking, probably, can't
Yeah,
you?
You can definitely just walk. It's
the
probably
sun still
safer.
Comes up, even if you don't drink.
Yeah. So you're going to do that tomorrow morning, yeah?
No, because...
Oh, we should have done it today.
No, because my dad's here tonight.
Take him up. It's about a 40-minute walk.
Yeah. I could take him in the wheelbarrow, like off of that time he lost the plot at that time.
I'd like to see if you can wheel a wheelbarrow up Arthur's Seat. I'll be very impressed, because I walked about halfway and got really out
Did you?
Of breath.
I got stung by a bee at the top.
Did you?
No one had any vinegar up there. It was a long walk down.
It's quite far.
Very bad.
Are you going to bamboozle Becky now with one of your techniques?
Do you want me to?
I'd quite like that.
All right, this is set up just for you guys. I've got 5 pictures of Radio 1 DJs. Look, it's Fern Cotton.
Yeah. Yes.
There's Zane Lowe there on the decks.
Oh, that's a nice picture of Zane.
Joe Wiley, not the best picture, unfortunately, of Joe. Couldn't find a good one. It's Chris Miles and Grimmy.
Oh, yeah, Grimmy's got excess fringe in that picture.
Lots
yeah.
of fringe. Yeah. You just need to like have a completely free choice and select any one of them. So there's 5 to pick from.
Do I tell you or not?
Yeah, say aloud.
Okay, I'm going to go for Joe because I'm playing her in the musical.
Okay, fine. And you could have completely changed your mind there. You could have had a free choice. You're happy with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this, I'm not quite sure how I'm doing this because it's new, so I made up a list of instructions. Can you just read the instructions to me from number 1 down?
Oh, it's a big list.
Okay, so...
1, go on the Scott Mills show. 2, take with you photos of 5 Radio 1 DJs.
Yeah.
3, make sure Becky has a free choice of any DJ.
You had that.
It actually says Scott, but I changed it.
Nicely done.
Double check that she's had a free choice.
You definitely had
make
a free choice.
Make sure Becky says how amazing you are.
Oh, don't say that.
Make sure you point out that you're modest.
I am modest.
If all has gone to plan, she will of course select Joe Wiley.
Wow. Oh,
you see.
Wow.
You tinkerer.
Yes. Is that because you said to me before that it was a bit of a dodgy picture of her, so I felt sorry for her, so I picked her?
Exactly that.
Oh, it's just
psychological.
It
no, because that's the great thing. It's all about psychology and all that sort of nonsense. So you can kind of play with people's minds a bit by messing around with
that. That's exactly why I chose it, because I felt bad that she had a rubbish picture. So.
But you could have changed your mind. That's the
I could,
thing.
But I didn't want to.
And made me look really bad if you had. So I'm glad you didn't.
Phew! Right, this is our first time, obviously, at the Fringe. Apart from going up half a seat,
yeah.
What else do we need to do?
Right, so the important thing to remember is, because all the shows are in tiny little rooms, and they're like, there's a, one show finishes, the next one starts, so it's like maybe 10 minutes to change around, so you probably need a set that allows you to swap it around in 4 minutes. So I'm imagining you've got a basic, simple set, no band or anything.
We've got a band.
Okay, so you're going to take more than 4 minutes to...
Yeah.
Okay. Can you cut the band?
No, it's a musical.
We need the band.
That's true. All right, so... Oh, well, at least I'm imagining you've got... like I bought up like 20,000 flyers, so you're flyering the show quite
heavily. We've
got... Have you done it? I haven't got any flyers.
That's the thing. We are missing flyers because I've noticed that everyone's got them. If you stand long enough in the courtyard for about any longer than 10 seconds still, someone comes up to you and goes, "Hi there, would you like to see my show about death?"
It's a very popular one this year
as well.
Is it? Yeah.
A man called Sanderson. He's very nice. he gave me the phone number of the death line to phone, which I've got in my phone now in case I ever want to phone it. It's just some like sad music and stuff. But it seems to happen all the time if people give out flyers and really promoting their own shows.
Like across the whole city, you've got the Royal Mile, which is literally flyer central, and you'll just be given paper cuts almost, the amount of flyers that are thrust into your hands, and you can go over to the assembly rooms on the other side of the city, or there's that big purple cow and the Gilded Balloon, and wherever you go, you will be flyers.
What's that purple cow, please?
The purple upside down cow?
Yes.
That's a place called the Underbelly, and there's shows within the cow. And it's in it, and right next to it, there's like the Pleasance Dome, and there's the Gilded Balloon as well.
So
there.
I can walk into a cow and see a show.
Not any cow, Scott. A purple upside down cow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why can't we do our show in a cow?
Well, it's quite nice
in a pig.
Here.
Let's do it in a pig next year.
Okay. The Scott Mills pig. Yeah, yeah. I can see it already.
What's the hotel thing you were telling me about earlier?
Oh, this is a really cool, weird show, which Edinburgh's great for, is that basically people go to what they think's a hotel, and it's not actually a hotel. It's staffed by weird people like me and other comedy acts who are up here. And
is it in a hotel?
It's in an actual hotel, and you'll get a key, and you'll get to go look around the rooms. And it's just great seeing people get very, very confused.
What do you do? Just kind of freak people out?
Yeah, just let some
and
people...
pretend you work there?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
It's amazing. You just watch people getting more and more confused, realising they can't really leave.
Love it.
Thinking, we've come to a show, this isn't right.
When's your show on then, Chris?
It's on at 8:30, if you fancy coming down tonight.
Where?
In the Pleasance Dome.
In the Dome at the Pleasance. Okay, cool. We've probably got time before our show, 10:30.
Oh, no, you'll want to be doing your vocal exercises by then, really. You've definitely got vocal warm-ups planned.
We really should have thought about this.
Right, it's all going very well. It's 10 to 5. Thanks very much, Chris. 10 to 5 on Radio 1.